Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have a Sunday after Epiphany, and also we have the Saint Martyr Tatiana, among other ones, and of course it is quite a life of Saint Tatiana. Saint Tatiana was born in Rome of a very influential father, but he was a secret Christian, and he taught her to be a good Christian, and she had learned to love the Lord and wanted to be a maiden and for the Lord, and she was fasting and praying and thinking only about to meet the Lord in the kingdom of heaven. In the meantime, the emperor that was persecuting the Christians had been killed, and he was with big disgrace, was taken over to through the city and thrown into the river. And another king was made, or emperor, that his name was Alexander. He was only 16 years old, but he had a funny kind of a way with religion. He had the image of Christ, and at the same time he had the images of the pagan gods, and he seemed to have served all of them. And of course, because he was not of age, he was only 16, the other people ruled for him. And of course, the rulers were all worshippers of the pagans and the workers for the devil. And they have persecuted the Christians very, very badly, and through tortures and through shedding them, killing them. And finally, Tatiana got caught, and she was taken before the judge, and she had confessed that she is a Christian and that he loves the Lord, and but she was ordered to go and bring some kind of a sacrifice to the pagan gods. And she made believe that she's going there, and she went, and just before entering the temple she had crossed herself and said a prayer, and as she said a prayer, all of a sudden a big lightning came, and thunder and earthquake, and the temple had collapsed, and killing off some of the pagan priests over there, and my beloved. And so then they took her and they started to beat her. She had a whole bunch of people, 8 people, that were beating her with the metal sticks. But as they were beating her, her body felt like it was iron, they couldn't make any damage to her body. And in the meantime, the 4 angels came and stood by her, and for every blow that she was getting at her body, they would hit those who were beating her. And finally, they couldn't take it anymore. And in the meantime, she was praying to God that God would reveal to them the truth, and who the real God is. And all of a sudden they started to see these 4 angels, and they cried out to the judge and said, "We're the Christians also." And they were tortured, and then they were all killed, and they were baptized with their own blood. And she saved the 8 torturers. Maybe that. Then, of course, they put her into jail, and in jail she was healed by the from any kind of a visual damages that she may have had. And the next day she was brought up again, and this time they had told her to go to another temple. and that he was to bring sacrifice there. And she went to the temple, and as she entered the temple, they left her there for 2 or 3 days, and then after that they came, opened the temple, and she was there all rejoicing and happy, and the pagan statue of God was destroyed, was totally crumbled up on the ground. And of course they have taken her and started to torture even more. They put her on the ground, and they started to use again to start to beating her, and again the angels came to her rescue, and those who were beating her, they were being beaten, and some of them had actually died, and there was 9 left of them that were, they couldn't take it anymore, the beating that they were getting from the angels, and they cried out, and they also were persecuted because they have accepted Christ as being the true God, and they gave their life for Christ. Then they talked to Tatiana, and they decided that they're going to throw her to a lion, a very fierce lion. And the lion came up to her immediately and started to lick her feet, and then he turned around and he jumped at some high society person and destroyed him. Then they thought that, well, maybe she has some magic in her hair, and so they cut off her hair. They took the clothes off, and she was all white as snow. And so they started to use sharp razors and started to cut her body. And as they were cutting the body, instead of blood, milk came out with a beautiful, beautiful fragrant. The whole place was filled as if there was some beautiful fragrance of flowers were poured. My beloved, and they couldn't do anything to her, and of course they ripped out of her breast the little tits, and tortured her, and finally they saw that they couldn't do anything to her, and she was then ordered to be beheaded. And they found out that her father was also Christian, and so they beheaded him also. But you see what she did. She was praying for those of her torturers. She loved them. She wanted their salvation. They were able to convert. First the 8 of them, and then 9 of them. And my beloved, this is the spirit of Christ. Christ wants everybody to be saved. And of course you heard the gospel today, St. Luke, that we read about blind man that was heard that somebody's passing by, asked who it was, and he was told that it was the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, and he would cry out and shout, "Son of David, please help me." And then the people tried to stop him, but the Lord heard him, of course, and he called him to himself, and he asked him, "What do you want me to do?" And he says, "I want you to give me sight so that I could see." And the Lord immediately gave him the sight, and he was able to see, and he followed the Lord, and he's become a disciple of the Lord. My beloved, well, this is what we have to realize. We're all blind many times. We're blinded by the spirit of the Antichrist, by the things of the world, and by being enticed with all kinds of movies or TV or internet and what have you. And we have very little thought about the life after death, and about we don't see the angels, we don't see our saints in heaven, and we are blinded, spiritually we are blinded. So we have to ask the Lord to give us the sight so that we'll be able to see spiritual things and not just see the temporary things. You know, that's the spirit of the Antichrist, is to make sure that we only think about the temporary and how to have a good time on earth and how to pamper ourselves and then be able to providing and to live in comfort as much as possible. We're not thinking about life after that. Yet we should have this eyesight to see things, everything through the eternal life. Then we will be on the right track. The truth will set us free, and the truth is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He is the Creator of all universe, and He is our Savior, and He loves us so that He wants every one of us to be saved. He doesn't want anybody to be perished. But the enemy, the enemy of God, hates Him, and he doesn't want to be close to the Lord, and he tries to teach every one of the people on earth also to turn on Christ and not to have Him to be giving us embraces with His grace. And that is the horrible thing of today. May God help us all to see the spiritual things and not be tied up just to this world, and to think about our Lord and eternal life, and to be able to work on our heart and our soul so that we'll be able to truly to rejoice in the embrace of God's grace. Amen. God bless you.